Yes, sir. Hi, good morning, everyone. How are you? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower. We are here till 5 a.m. I'm your overnight dude, 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. every weekday morning. Steve Grzanich has the opening bell at 5 and the great Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. My dad's going to call in and tell a joke because it's a jokey time, and we've got a very happy Blackhawks Express to play back. Well, welcome back. We are going to talk about the best movie acting debuts. Someone knocks it out of the park first time in a movie. There's this kid named Timothy Chalamet, who you're going to hear his name many, many, many times over the next couple of months during award season. Now, Call Me By Your Name is not his first movie. He's been in movies before, but it is a giant breakout role for him. And he's also in Lady Bird. He's also in a Western called Hostiles with Christian Bale that's coming out. And so this is kind of his year, and he's making a big splash. But some people in their first movie just kill it, like knock it out of the park. And that's what we want to talk about, some of the best movie debuts of all time acting-wise. 312-981-7200 for talk and text, 312-981-7200. Now, Esmeralda, I got to go to you first.
Mm-hmm.
Who would you pick?
Edward Norton.
Of course.
Yeah. That's when you first said that topic, I was immediately.
Of course.
Edward.
Yeah, no, and it is. We're talking about Edward Norton from Primal Fear,
mm-hmm.
And just such a great performance, really.
Yeah.
And I've got this list here that some people have put out. It's the 25 best movie acting debuts.
Mm-hmm.
Edward Norton comes in at number 5, which is pretty appropriate. 5 is nice and high on the list.
Well, it wasn't. I mean. Even the fact that that wasn't a very good movie.
No, it's not a great movie. I mean,
he was amazing. He shined in it completely. He made that movie 10 times better.
Yeah. No, I totally agree with you. And I will say this. It totally fooled me.
Yeah.
I didn't see that ending coming at
all.
But here's what they say. The search for the role of the altar boy with split personality disorder is the stuff of legends. Norton beat 2,000 other candidates. Did you know that, Esmeralda?
I didn't.
Listen to who he beat out. Are you ready for this? Edward Norton was, you know, basically a nobody. He's never been in a movie before. 2,000 mm-hmm. other people. Here are some of the people he beat out. He beat Leo.
Oh.
He beat Leonardo DiCaprio. Beat James Marsden.
Mm-hmm.
Will Wheaton. And Matt Damon.
Wow.
And Eddie Furlong, who he would play with in American History X.
Yeah. And at the time, Eddie Furlong was a fairly big name.
Oh, yeah. I mean, after the Terminator movie, you know, he was all over the place. Wow, that's something.
Wow.
Yeah. And then when Norton's screen test was so convincing, it fooled everyone, including director Gregory Hoblit, who, when the word got out, they were touting him as the next Brando.
Good for him.
Yeah. Good old Edward Norton in Primal Fear.
Oh, Edward.
They list 5 other memorable roles for Edward Norton. And they talk... 4 other memorable roles. They talk about Eisenheim in The Illusionist, the narrator in Fight Club, Derek Vineyard in American History X, and my favorite Edward Norton performance of all time, Monty Brogan in 25th Hour, which is still my favorite Edward Norton. Dan, did you think of anybody that showed up in a movie just first time, boom?
Yeah, you know, we talked about it last week, but Tom Hardy in Inception, you know, just I think to your point, you know, not necessarily his first film, but just like when you see them on screen, there's just an electricity. There's just something that just like, what is going on here?
Yeah.
And I remember after seeing it with my friends, you know, after we debated the film and what it was all about, I'm like, and how about that British guy?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
oh my God, now I'm blanking on Bronson.
Bronson, yes. So,
unrecognizable.
I mean, that is another tour de force. That is just, I mean, that is a movie that just punches you in the gut repeatedly for an hour and a half.
And it doesn't look, I mean, it's nothing, he's just unrecognizable.
Right. Completely different characters, which, you know, goes to, you know, his acting range. But just, I mean, I remember, like, watching that film like, this guy's the goods.
Yeah, he is. Dave in Monroe, Wisconsin says, Drew Barrymore in E.T. That's a good choice. Tom says Christopher Reeve as Superman. I don't think that was his first movie. Sylvester Stallone in Rocky, also not his first movie. Hey, by the way, I'm showing Rocky. How about that for a coincidence?
Really?
Yeah, January 9th, Tuesday, January 9th at the AMC Rosemont, the original Rocky on the big screen. $14. Parking and popcorn are free. We can get there at 7 o'clock, have some dinner. I'll introduce the movie at 8, and we'll talk about it afterwards. Tuesday, January 9th. And then Bruce Willis in Die Hard again, not his first movie, but his breakout role. And then Tom also says, Eddie Murphy in 48 Hours. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And Eddie Murphy, number 14 on this list in 48 Hours. I think one of the best debut performances ever. And the scene where he breaks apart the bar and shakes everybody down in the bar, as soon as that scene was over, like as soon as that scene ended, I remember sitting in the theater going, that guy's a movie star. That scene right there, we have just witnessed a guy become a movie star. When he shakes down that bar, when Nick Nolte gives him his badge and lets him go, and handles all the rednecks in the redneck bar. I love that scene so much. It's such a great scene. And that was it, man. Hello. Welcome to Hollywood, Mr. Murphy. Your table is waiting. Peter in Decatur, Al Pacino in Panic in Needle Park. I saw it when it came out, and his performance blew me away. Of course, I'd never heard of him. I've been fascinated with him ever since. Yeah, Panic in Needle Park is great. 815 area code, for me, the best debut performance is Gael Garcia Bernal in Amoros Perros, which is a phenomenal movie. And he is phenomenal in it. I agree with that 100%. 773 area code says, Barbara Streisand's first film was Funny Girl, and she ended up tying with Katharine Hepburn in Lion in the Winter for the 1968 Best Actress Oscar. Yeah, Barbara Streisand is on this list as well of great debuts. And you remember what she said, what her first words were when she got the Academy Award? She had the statue in front of her?
No.
Hello, gorgeous.
Yeah.
Barbara Streisand, man. All right, here's some of the ones that they have here. Let's see. Paul Hogan is Crocodile Dundee. Yeah, that came out of nowhere, and he wrote the damn movie, too. Yeah. I can't believe how popular that movie was. Back in 1986, that movie was huge. Whatever happened to Paul Hogan? Where's Paul Hogan now? Remember he got all big and everything, and then he divorced his wife and right. Married Linda Kozlowski, the co-star of the movie with him?
And I don't think they're together anymore.
No, either. I don't think they are either. Paul Hogan. All right, how about this next one on the list, number 24 on the list, Cameron Diaz in The Mask. That was a pretty flashy debut, I got to tell you. Not the biggest fan of Cameron Diaz. Never really have been a huge fan, but I do remember how big a deal it was. You know, she was, nobody knew who she was. That was back when Jim Carrey was just blowing up, you know? And so he was already like the focus of, oh, who's this guy from In Living Color? He's a guy who makes goofy faces, and now he's making like $60 million a movie. And Cameron Diaz from The Mask. I like The Mask. I think that movie's pretty funny. Yeah. All right, we got more. Who are some of the best movie debuts? 312-981-7200, talk and text. Got to take a break here. Yes, sir. Welcome back, everybody. I can speak. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. How are you? We're live in the Allstate studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. We're here till 5. My dad's going to call in and tell a joke in a little bit, and we also have the Blackhawks Express to play back. But right now, we are talking about best movie acting debuts. We've been talking about some of the great performances that knocked it out of the park. You know, being their first movie, and let's get back to this list, and we've got a bunch of texts coming in. Next on the list, though, is Jamie Lee Curtis in Halloween. Nice to see Jamie Lee featured here. Yeah, that was her very first movie, and she's great in it, and it's an iconic performance. And then that movie, obviously, well, I mean, it's my favorite horror movie of all time, one of my favorite movies of all time. And she was she's great in it, and it turned her into a scream queen, because the first few films she did all these horror movies back to back to back, and then kind of broke free from that when she was in Trading Places, and that was kind of her break out of the scream queen mold. She's going to be in the next sequel to Halloween, which comes out in October of next year, and so there you go, Jamie Lee Curtis in Halloween. We got some more text here. Billy says, Billy Bob Thornton in Sling Blade. Well, that was kind of his breakout. That wasn't his first movie. He was in movies before that. Vivian Leigh in Gone with the Wind. 773 area code says Jennifer Hudson had a breakthrough debut performance in Dreamgirls, which got her an Oscar. That's true. Very true. 312 area code, Robert De Niro in Godfather Part II, one of the best debuts ever. Well, it wasn't his first movie. He was in movies before that. He was in five or six movies before Godfather Part II. Steve says, I'm going to pick Jon Favreau's first credited movie, which was the awful Tom Selleck movie, Folks. He played a Chicago taxi driver, and I remember him telling the story that he sat in the cab, and when the cameraman director were not looking, he turned on the map light on the rearview mirror so his face would be lit up for the camera shot. Wow, slick Jon Favreau. 708 area code, Natalie Portman in The Professional. Yeah, that's on this list. Natalie Portman, number 21, in fact, on the list, as Matilda in The Professional. Leon, The Professional. She's great in that movie. She's great in everything. She's great in that movie, but I hate that movie. God, I hate that movie. Oh, man, do I hate it. We were talking about how great Gary Oldman is in Darkest Hour. How terrible is Gary Oldman in The Professional? He's so ridiculous. He's not as bad in that as he is in the other movie that Luc Besson made, The Fifth Element. He's terrible. Oh, my God, is he horrible in that.
Oh, see, now I love that character. It's so awful.
In The Fifth Element?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, that movie, I just don't like anything Luc Besson. There's not one movie that Luc Besson has directed that I don't hate. I will say this. He produced and he co-wrote Taken, so I'll give him that. But, yeah, and I just still, I'm still annoyed. And that movie came out 20 years ago. The Fifth Element. I think it was 1997. I think it was 97. So it's 20 years, and I'm still annoyed by Chris Tucker. Just from that movie. I mean, it's the most annoying character in the history of cinema. Chris, now did you like Chris Tucker in it?
Yes.
I
love that. I think that's a great movie.
People, now I know. Look,
I dig it.
I'm in the minority. I will say this. I'm in the minority. I'm in the minority on a lot of Luc Besson movies. People really love Luc Besson. I'm just not one. He's just not my thing, man.
I mean, I wasn't expecting it to win any Oscars.
Yeah, I just didn't expect it to suck as bad.
But I enjoyed it.
You know what? Again, I'm in the minority. Because most people really like that movie. And when I tell people I can't stand Fifth Element, I think it was number one on my worst list the year it came out. People are like, what? Come on, it's great. I'm like, yeah. 262 area code. How about Kirstie Alley in Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan? Nice choice. Nice choice. Don says, Saoirse Ronan in Hannah. No, that wasn't her first movie. But her first movie was Atonement. And she got nominated for an Academy Award for it. So Saoirse Ronan made a fantastic film debut. 13 years old, got an Oscar nomination, and now she's probably going to get another Oscar nomination this year. She got nominated for Brooklyn. She rules. Can we just establish that? She's so adorable. I could listen to her talk for 12 hours straight. I'd love to hear a conversation between her and Colin Farrell for 4 weeks straight. Just have them talk. I would be captivated for 4 weeks straight.
You should have them. They should do a book on tape.
They should. Yes. They should do War and Peace. The longer the book, the better. 630 area code. Brad Pitt in A River Runs Through It. That wasn't his first movie. And neither was. I mean, he was in a couple of really terrible, like, B movies. But his breakthrough was Thelma and Louise, man. That was his breakthrough. When he's all shirtless. God, did women go nuts over him in that movie? You know? Esmeralda, did you go nuts over him when you saw them? No?
You know what? I find him more attractive now.
Than then?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he's matured into a very, he's a handsome, I mean, he's always been a good looking guy.
Yeah, but he's gotten, I don't know, he looked too boyish?
Yeah.
I think. And he looks so much, he looks better with a little more maturity to him.
Why am I blanking on the Zemeckis movie that he made last year? The war movie. It's a one-word title. Allies. Oh, Allied. Allied. He's handsome as hell in that movie, Esmeralda. That was from last year, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, he looks good in that one. That was a good movie that five people saw. Let's see. Danny says James Dean in East of Eden. Was that his first movie? Was East of Eden his first movie? I thought it was Rebel. I thought Rebel was Rebel. No, because I thought, well, because Giants is last movie. Maybe East of Eden was before. Yeah, maybe East of Eden was before. He only made three movies. 630. Oh, this is a good one. 630 area code. Timothy Hutton in Ordinary People. Oh, man. My only complaint about Ordinary People, and I don't have many complaints about him because it's a great movie. You ever see Ordinary People, Esmeralda?
You know, I still haven't.
Oh, it's so good.
I think I keep seeing it on streaming. And I just...
It's a great movie. Robert Redford, first movie he ever directed.
It's real emotional.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
that's
yeah.
why I've kind of like, because like, I have to be in a mood for this.
Yeah, you certainly do. Timothy Hutton won the Academy Award for it right out of the gate. My only complaint about it is that Donald Sutherland does not get the praise that he deserves for that movie. Everybody got nominated. Judd Hirsch got nominated. Mary Tyler Moore got nominated. Timothy Hutton got nominated for it, and he didn't. And the best performance in the movie is Donald Sutherland. Donald Sutherland has by the way, Donald Sutherland's never been nominated for an Academy Award. Can you believe that? I'm talking about Gary Oldman.
Really?
Yeah, Gary Oldman's only been nominated once, but Donald Sutherland has been in the business much longer, never been nominated for an Academy Award. That's just a sin. But yeah, he needs to have more recognition for how great he is in Ordinary People. So, all right, we got a break here. The news is coming up next, and then we're going to talk more about the best acting debuts of all time right here on WGN. All righty then. Hi, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. Here till 5. Steve Grzanich has the opening bell at 5. The great Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. It's Monday, and that means in a few minutes my dad's going to call in and tell a jokey time. We like to start off your work week with a laugh, and my dad loves to tell jokes, so he'll be doing that in a few minutes, as he does every Monday. Also, we have a pretty fun Blackhawks Express to listen to from last night's game. Good weekend for the Hawks, all right? They were on a skid for a little while, but hopefully they'll get back into the groove. They've won two in a row at home, and they're on home ice again tomorrow night, and we'll get to hear Blackhawks Express. Right now, though, we are talking about the best movie debuts, acting debuts of all time. And we got a bunch of people here to talk about. We've got some text. Dan, we got a lot of text coming in, right?
Yeah, another batch coming up, too.
Okay. 312-981-7200 for talk and text. You know which one I haven't even mentioned, Dan, that I need to mention?
And that would be?
It would be.
All right.
First text on the next shoot.
Is that right?
Yeah. 563 agrees with you.
Oh, yeah. Matthew McConaughey in Dazed and Confused. One of the greatest debut performances. One of the most memorable characters ever.
Say, man, you got a joint?
No, not on me, man.
It'd be a lot cooler if you did.
Dave Wooderson, man.
Let me tell you this. The older you do get, the more rules are going to try to get you to follow. You just got to keep living, man. L-I-V-I-N.
Yes, sir. There's another classic line that I'm not going to play because at this point in time in the world, it would not be appropriate to play that line of dialogue. Esmeralda, I'm sure you agree with me on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's that we don't need to be. Yeah, we don't need to be playing that clip.
We know which one.
Exactly.
It is.
So there you go. Anyway, that's my choice. Matthew McConaughey, first performance ever is Dazed and Confused. I mean, what? Come on. All right. How about Kate Winslet in Heavenly Creatures?
Oh.
You ever see Heavenly Creatures?
No.
Oh, it's good.
Isn't the, I think we talked about this once before, isn't a model in it and they're all naked? What am I thinking of?
No, you're thinking of Sirens.
Oh.
That's a completely different movie than Heavenly Creatures.
I don't know why. I
Heavenly Creatures. Kate Winslet, why can't I remember the other actress in it? Why am I blanking on the other actress, Dan? Heavenly Creatures, it's one of Peter Jackson's first movies.
Okay.
And it's really great. It's really intense and weird and lovely. And both of the performances, and I can't believe I am blanking. And the other actress is, like, fantastic.
Melanie Lynskey?
Yes, Melanie Lynskey. Fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Kate Winslet's first movie, she's phenomenal in it. How about this? Warren Beatty in Splendor in the Grass. Ooh. That's a good performance.
It's a young Beatty.
Young Beatty. Young, handsome Warren Beatty.
Yeah.
He was a beautiful man. I still think he's beautiful.
He's a good-looking dude.
When he was up there, he had to say La La Land was best picture last year. Poor guy. Poor guy.
And they're like, he's old. Yeah. He read it wrong.
Who was up there with him? And she was...
Oh,
Who was it?
It wasn't Faye, right?
No. Was it Faye Dunaway? Yeah, it was. It was Faye Dunaway because it was about Bonnie and Clyde.
And then she looked all like embarrassed.
She just kind of grabbed it out of his hand and said it because he was confused because he had, if you guys remember, I don't know if you guys can't forget this, one of the most insane things that's ever happened at the Oscars. He had, for some reason, they gave him the extra envelope from Emma Stone's win. So when they opened the envelope, it said Emma Stone for Best Actress, La La Land. And he was like, huh?
Right, which is kind of insane to think, just because wouldn't you just go autopilot and just read?
He looked at it, but Faye Dunaway was like, La La Land.
Right.
You know, and
I mean, I think that's what anybody would do, because you would read it and be like,
yeah,
that's it.
Yeah.
There's nothing else to question.
By the way, there is a fantastic picture online.
Mm-hmm.
If you can, there are two great pictures of that moment. One is of the audience. Like when it happens, like everybody in the audience is like, like The Rock looks like the most surprised person in the world. So it's like this unbelievable shot of all these Hollywood bigwigs in the first like 10 rows of the auditorium, just like, like not believing what just happened. And then the other great shot is because all of the La La Land people got up on stage. It was so horrible.
And then the looks on their faces.
But especially Gosling. Gosling is, oh my God, he's got his hand over his mouth because he's laughing. But that's Gosling, man.
It's a funny situation. Yeah. Like, sorry you didn't win. But
I felt bad for Warren Beatty, man.
Threw him under the bus.
They totally did, man.
Like, old man, you can't read.
Yeah, and then the producer from La La Land grabbed the card out of his hand. I remember Cochran was mad about that. You remember? We were talking about it last year, and Cochran was like, I didn't like it when that producer from La La Land just yanked the card out of that old man's hand. Take it easy, Steve.
Oh, that old man's hand, see?
All right, let's see. Oh, here's a good one. Frances McDormand in Blood Simple. Please. And she's going to be nominated this year for Three Billboards. She's such a great actress. Frances McDormand for Blood Simple, great, great debut. Also, one of the best directorial debuts of all time, in my opinion. The Coen brothers. That's their first movie. Coen brothers' first movie is Blood Simple.
Oh, yeah. Has she been in all of them?
She's not in all the Coen brothers' movies, but she does, I think she's five or six of them, I think. Sometimes she doesn't have, like, a major role, but she's been in a bunch of them. I mean, she's married to Joel Coen.
Right.
So, you know.
I mean, she's a great actress.
Yeah, I mean, if I were Joel Coen, I'd write every role for her.
Right.
I'd just put her in every one of the movies that I'm making. Hey, I'm married to one of the best actresses on the planet. Let's see. Montgomery Clift in The Search. Here's a good one. Glenn Close. You remember her film debut, Glenn Close's film debut?
What was it?
The World According to Garp.
Oh.
Phenomenal. She plays, oddly enough, she plays Robin Williams' mom in that movie. I think she's only a couple of years younger than Robin Williams was.
When did she do Sarah Plain and Tall?
I think that was after. That was a TV movie, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
You remember that? You remember her in that?
Yeah, because we had to read the book, and then we watched the movie.
Ah. She's got a movie coming out this week that looks this month that looks awful. It's Ed Helms and Owen Wilson, and they play brothers who thought that their father was had died. Glenn Close plays their mom, and she lied about their father because she doesn't know who their father is. So they go on a road trip to look for who their father is.
And it's meaningful?
No, it's like a totally silly, ridiculous R-rated comedy.
Oh,
you know what it was called? It was originally, they changed the title. Dan, do you know what the original, because it's called Father Figures, but do you know what the original title was?
I do not.
They actually have trailers for it, and then they changed the title. It was called Bastards. That was the actual original title of the movie. I remember the first time I saw the trailer, it was called Bastards. But this is a movie that's been sitting on the shelf for a while. Terry Bradshaw plays one of the possible fathers.
Oh, boy.
J.K. Simmons plays one of the possible. I can't even. It just looks awful. Ving Rhames plays one of the.
Cool.
It looks so bad. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. All right. Let's see. 847, John and Alsip says, Matt Damon and Ben Affleck in Good Will Hunting. Well, that wasn't their first movie. Ben Affleck was in Dazed and Confused. I think that was his first movie. Yeah, I'm pretty sure Affleck's first movie is Dazed and Confused. 708 area code says, Bette Midler in The Rose. That's a good one. Was that her first movie? Wow, she was great in that movie. 708 area code, Esmeralda. Simply text in, The Fifth Element rules, man.
Yeah. It's got enough love.
Yeah.
Even without yours.
262 and Bill say Harold Russell from The Best Years of Our Lives. Yeah. They won the Academy Award for that, too. Now, here's one of the best ones ever, Dan. We all, I believe, have to agree with this. 630 area code, Alan Rickman in Die Hard.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on.
Really? That's his first
movie. Hans Gruber. Plays Hans Gruber right out of the gate.
Wow. What did he do before?
Probably, I know he did a lot of stage work.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because I'm just like, he's older.
I just printed up for Nick a story, 30 facts about Die Hard. And they say that the producer who cast him saw him in a play version of Dangerous Liaisons.
Oh, okay.
And that's how I discovered
That's how he got it?
Yeah.
And it's one of the greatest villains in movie history. I mean, Hans Gruber, come on, man. Seriously, one of the greatest villains in movie history.
Yeah.
And it's Christmas time, too, man. You got to watch Die Hard. You watch Die Hard at Christmas?
I don't make it a habit.
I watch Die Hard and Die Hard 2. Because they're both Christmas movies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My Facebook feed this weekend was flooded with people who say there are two types of people in this world, people who think Die Hard is a Christmas movie and those who are wrong.
Exactly. Exactly. And there's also a meme that pops up a lot. It's not Christmas until I see Hans Gruber falling from the Nakatomi Plaza.
Right.
That's a meme with the shot of Rickman falling.
Right, yeah. Right. V sent me a picture that he wants it's a Christmas ornament. It's that someone had made with Bruce Willis in the
duct?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
He's like, just get that for me.
That's fantastic, yeah. Come on out to the coast, have a few laughs. Yeah, that movie, man, it's such a great movie. Yeah, and I do. I watch it every Christmas. I watch that and Die Hard 2. And I think Die Hard 2 is just as good as the first Die Hard. And I know that that's not a popular thing to say, but I think Die Hard 2 is amazing. All right. Hey, we've got a break here. We got weather. We got traffic. My dad's going to call in and tell a joke. We've got a Blackhawks Express, and then we'll wrap things up with the greatest movie debuts. That's all coming up. All right, Esmeralda, you ready for some more first-time movie?
Oh, yeah.
Some debuts. How about Mark Hamill in Star Wars?
Really?
No, this is his first movie. Yeah.
Wow.
You can tell, too, by his performance.
Yeah, he's a little green.
What's his line, Dan? Still. What's the line? I was going to go into town and get them fit. What's the line?
I'll have to look it up.
Yeah. He's got one line that everybody just repeats. I was going to go into town and get the thing. Jessica Lange and King Kong. Listen. I just watched that version of King Kong during my vacation when I was on vacation, right around Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
She's terrible at it. It's a terrible performance. You would never know, based upon that performance, that she would be one of our finest American actresses, because right. She is. But she's terrible at it. Now, granted, she's got nothing. I mean, it was a terrible script. And best part of that movie, Jeff Bridges' beard.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he's got a fantastic beard. Here's another. See, we got... Jennifer Connelly, Once Upon a Time in America. You know, she was a little teeny girl. Just a little girl. She was good in it. Eric, Reese Witherspoon in A Walk on the Moon. No, it's Man on the Moon. Man in the Moon. It's a beautiful movie from 1991. Robert Mulligan directed it. It's a wonderful movie. That's not to be confused with the movie about Andy Kaufman.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is Man in the Moon.
It's Man on the
Man
Moon.
Man on the Moon, isn't it? Yeah. 630 area code, Julia Roberts in Mystic Pizza. Was that her first movie? I knew it was her big breakout. 630 area code says, I submitted earlier Timothy Hutton, and I totally, all caps, totally agree with you about Donald Sutherland. Well, of course. Natalie Wood, Miracle on 34th Street. Nice. Nice choice. I didn't know it was his first movie, but I like Charles Bronson in The Magnificent Seven. You know what Charles Bronson's first movie was?
What?
House of Wax. With Vincent Price in 3D. And he went by his, not because Bronson is his stage name. Mm-hmm. And I want to say his name is Charles. It's not Bukowski, obviously, but it's something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Long Polish name.
Right.
And he's built and he's billed as that in House of Wax. Yeah. He's not billed as Charles Bronson.
Interesting.
Robert Duvall. Oh, this is a good one. Robert Duvall is Boo Radley in To Kill a Mockingbird. That's good. That's a great debut. Sissy Spacek in Badlands. Good choice. Rutger Hauer in Nighthawks. Yeah. Was that his first movie? No, he had made some movies. Well, I think it was the first American movie. He'd made some movies over in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
But he's great in Nighthawks. It's a terrible movie, but he's great. 270 area code, William Baldwin in Flatliners. Doug in Kansas City, Emily Watson in Breaking the Waves. Yeah, that's a tough movie to watch. Margaret in Carbondale. Gene Wilder in Bonnie and Clyde. Oh, great choice.
He was in Bonnie
yeah.
and Clyde?
Yeah, 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 yeah. He's one of the couple that they have in the back of the car. They pick him up. He's the guy.
Really?
Yeah. Not a comedic role, although he's funny looking in it.
Right, well...
P.S. I graduated from Southern Illinois this weekend. Congratulations, Margaret. It's good that you're in Carbondale because you'll be close. 815 area code. I got a kick out of Terry Bradshaw in his first movie, Failure to Launch. No, that's not his first movie. Terry Bradshaw's in the Cannonball Run movies, for God's sake. 630, John Cazale in The Godfather. He appeared in only 5 films. Everyone was a Best Picture nominee. Did you know that? John Cazale?
I know you had talked about it before.
Yeah, because I screened Dog Day a few months ago.
Yeah.
And he's in 5 movies. He passed away. He had cancer, and he was mm-hmm. way too young, and he was enormously talented.
Yeah.
These are the 5 movies this guy is in. 5 movies. He's in Godfather, Godfather Part 2, The Conversation, Dog Day Afternoon, Deer Hunter.
I mean,
what do you, wow. Yeah. He was an amazing actor. And when he got sick, he and Meryl Streep were dating,
mm-hmm.
and so she was at his side the whole time and everything, and said, you know, obviously devastated her.
Yeah,
took her a while to get over it because they were both in Deer Hunter. And so anyway, there you go, John Cazale, The Godfather. That's a great choice too. So all right, great movie debuts. You're still sticking with Edward
yeah.
Norton. All right. Well, listen, we'll see you tomorrow, Esmeralda. Who's on tomorrow? Who's on with us tomorrow?
Jim Ryan talking music.
Jim Ryan will be in to talk
nice.
Music. Very cool. I saw he posted pictures. He was at Melissa Etheridge last night.
Oh.
So we'll get a little coverage of that. All right. Thanks, Esmeralda. We'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
News, 7 seconds.